Welcome back to Right Side Radio. I'm Amy Beth Shaver with Allison Sinclair and JP. And you were talking about Obama, right?
Yeah, this kind of goes along with what Biden was saying about how we got to take out the narco terrorists strategically with military strikes. And now the Democrats are, oh, you're sedition and illegal, blah. There's the clip from Obama. I can't remember. Was it 2008? I can't remember when it was. But he's basically saying, you can't just let anybody in the country. We have to properly vet, you know, the people coming in and make sure that they're contributing to society. And it just, those things back to back, like in the same day. I'm like, what happened? What happened to the Democrat Party? And this is where I think it's taken us all a long time to, I used to think Republicans, Democrats, we all wanted the same thing. We just kind of had different ways of getting there.
Yeah.
We all wanted what was best for America. We're not even on the same playing field in the same world anymore. Mm-hmm. And I just thought that was ironic that they have fallen so far. And I don't know how they recover. But anyway, then you found something about...
Yes, we had a friend point us to something that the Obamas are engaged with today, and it's the reason why truth matters, and the idea that they might control this size of an operation is terrifying, because you have people who believed one way, and now they believe differently, and now they believe in the way of propaganda, right? Now they believe in things that are just not even true. But here's what they're up to, which is terrifying. And I didn't realize it when I first heard about this Netflix situation.
Yeah, I don't.
But Netflix is trying to acquire Warner Brothers and HBO in an $82 billion deal.
Okay.
This means Barack and Michelle Obama and the Democrat super donors that run Netflix will now own a monopoly on children's entertainment. They already have, the Obamas already have a 9-figure Netflix production deal, and they've already released 17 propaganda titles focused on children, fatherhood, BLM, and trans ideology. Susan Rice, remember her?
Mm-hmm.
She's on Netflix's board. So with that deal, they'll now control Batman, Superman, Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, Looney Tunes, Scooby-Doo, and many other children's classics. So if it closes, the most powerful propaganda machine in history, this is what's so terrifying, will be owned by the same people who weaponize the IRS, the FBI, hello, pipe bomb, and the DOJ against American citizens. So they're suggesting, Benny Johnson put out in his text, that antitrust laws exist for this moment, but then the call to action is just cancel your Netflix if you haven't already. Isn't that so surprising? But doesn't that bring the reason why we're on the air is that truth matters, and how terrifying that would be, that people who care nothing for truth will be in charge of so much that we thought could never be touched?
Yeah, but I mean, I go back to when we did the 45 goals of communism, and this is all in it, and we should not be surprised at all. And again, half of America will open the doors wide and gladly usher this in, which is just bizarre. I mean, we've always protected children historically in so many ways, and it seems like everything the left does these days is to attack and influence and really brainwash our kids. And I can't, but even adults, like I think even if you control all that programming, you can put anything out there and normalize just about anything.
Yeah, you really can.
Well, the Obamas have already gotten into the movie game, their Civil War movie they made.
Did you watch that? I never watched
that. I never watched it. Leave the World Behind. I saw.
Oh, Chris did.
I saw a bunch of clips about it, but it literally was a civil war in America, and it was made by Obama's production company. So I don't think that's a coincidence. Like, they're trying to push the country towards something.
Just rewrite.
Yeah.
Because they know we don't know. You know how they know we don't know? because they know what's going on in schools. They know that kids don't know jack squat when they come out. They know they don't know history. They know they've only been focused on trans ideology, gay agenda, hating on their own families, DEI, you just name it, rattle it off. That's what they've done. That is their legacy. And now they're going to put their stamp and get inside everybody's home that owns Netflix or on their phone. So they're basically with them wherever. So when you combine low information people with this type of situation, things do not look great. This is not promising.
Okay, but why don't we do the same thing?
That's why I was going to, yeah. Who's the rich person on the right that's going to start their own, you know, company or service?
We can't always go to Elon Musk, but yeah. I mean, he's got the money and he has, I mean, has waged war on the woke mind virus. So why don't we start? George Soros is buying all the radio stations. Who's going to come in? It's like we're always just a little bit behind. And I think it is, especially as believers, it's hard to think about giving your money to a radio station or a production company. We want to give to missions and, you know, saving the children, churches, which is all good. But right now, I can't think of anything more influential. You watch as the churches have collapsed around us than culture and media. And to be able to capture that would be huge. So I don't know why we don't play the same game.
Part of the reason I think is we forget all of the wealthy men and women that were in the Bible. But for the last 25, 30 years in this culture, the David Platts of this world told us to just give everything away. And the American dream was terrible. Mm. And you shouldn't want the things that you want. But that has to do with not all of it, but a little bit of it. Because in church culture, it is not a good thing to do well, apparently, for some groups. I'm not saying all. Mm. But think about it.
I haven't thought about that.
We emphasize being poor. But here we are, not always, not every single denomination, some of them. But I do remember sitting through a lot of sermons about that. We're not in that place anymore. But we do want to give away, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But what if we did say we want to do well so that we can support and own?
Well, isn't that
and
biblical?
Drive? It is. Yeah. But it goes into that 30-year period, I think, in the church where we did some things really well and we did some things really poorly.
Yeah.
Starting with telling us that having an American dream at all was wrong.
Yeah, Radical really did a number on, especially the Birmingham Southeast, that I don't know. I think we're recovering. When we come back, we're going to pivot. Hit it.
I can't. It's on the same channel as the bumper music.
I was waiting. But we'll have Attorney General Steve Marshall on the other side, and stick around. You don't want to miss it.